The scripture comes out of Paul's letter to the church at Rome. It was Paul's magnum opus. He had never been there, but he knew he was going to get there sooner or later. So he took his whole theological stance and put it in one letter. This passage, I'm just going to read, to start with, I'm going to take the first verse of this. So, and it goes like this. You're all familiar with it. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. We'll save the rest of that for later. It's way too complicated for me. Personal question. How's your spiritual life going? Oh, I love it. I see a couple of... But that's what we're here for, isn't it? And the food. And that's what we're here for, is to work on our spiritual lives. Remember, pop quiz time. What does the word religion mean? Remember? Legare, ligament, being tied to God. Religion literally means being tied to God. And Sarah, I want to compliment you on your silence there. Oh, she didn't? Oh, man. Oh, boy. I couldn't hear you, Ruth. I'm sorry. Ruth wins the Daily Door Prize. Our spiritual lives really entail three different components. Why three? Everybody knows that every good sermon has three main points. The first component of your spiritual life is intention. Intention. You must set aside time and space to work on your spiritual life. I've told you about mine. It's I go on my back little patio, and I've got two hummingbird feeders there. And generally in the early evening, I'll go and sit, and one hummingbird will come. And sometimes the second will come and they'll get in a contest. And I see God's work right there, these beautiful creatures of God's creation. And then sometimes a third one will come. I was so happy with that until I went on Facebook and Mary Louise showed me Kathy Hauser's hummingbird feeders. Kathy had like 30 or 40 hummingbirds. They were everywhere. Am I wrong? No, they were everywhere. Have you ever counted them? No, you can't count them, can you? Don't ever let pettiness or jealousy interfere with your spiritual time. I had to call myself back and quit saying bad things about Kathy's hummingbirds in order to recapture my spiritual at oneness. Those are some cool pictures, though, you've got. Intention. You must intentionally set aside that time. It can be with your morning coffee. It can be an evening prayer. But it needs to be a time and a space that you count as holy in your life. The second component of your spiritual life is inspiration. Question. Where does inspiration come from? everywhere. Life is inspiring. God, in all of God's infinite wisdom, has set the possibility of inspiration to take place in each and every moment of our lives, in the most mundane things. Hence today's sermon title, 828. I was watching TV this last week, and I watched the first episode of a new show called Manifest. Did anybody see that show? Wow. Okay, here's the deal. Flight number 828 takes off. It gets in midair and it's flying over ocean. Maybe we don't know that. But all of a sudden things go wrong. The lights go out. It starts shaking. Everybody's afraid they're going to die. And in another couple of 3 minutes, the lights come back on and everything's okay. So the flight continues and it lands. But before it lands, it calls in and says, flight 828 to land. And the tower said, excuse me, can you give me your pilot's name and how many passengers are on? And the pilot said, well, that's unusual. And so the pilot gave him that information. And the controller said, we're going to have to reroute you. So they rerouted that plane to another landing spot. And when they landed, instead of going up to the gate, it was out in the middle, and there were fire trucks and police cars everywhere. And the passengers are wondering, what on earth is going on? And they pulled up to all pulled up around the plane, and everybody got out, and they let the people off down the manual stairs. And someone said, what's happening? What's going on? Why are all these people here? And finally, a man walked up and he said, your flight left 5.5 years ago, and you have all been declared dead. No, it didn't. It just left a couple of hours ago. Wow. And then in the next scene, as if that weren't enough, a couple of passengers start hearing voices. Free them. Free them. You must free them. And they're led to an address on a street. And you know what the house number, the street number is? Yes, you do. 828. Well, I won't give any more of it away. But I watched that with something. Isn't that amazing? There's a scripture in there. The last reference was one of the passengers had a needlepoint from her mom who had died in the ensuing 5.5 years. And it was a needlepoint of what passage? Romans 8:28. Wow. A whole television series built upon Romans 8:28. On network TV, not on the religious channel. Wow. Well, I was inspired. Inspiration is all around us. Okay, now I got lost. Where was I? Intention. Inspiration. And then in order to make sense out of it, we need interpretation. You must set aside a time for holy stuff. You must open yourself to the inspiration that is all around you. And when that comes, you have to make sense out of it, don't you? We need to make sense of the inspiration that comes our way. So let's look a little bit more closely at 828. I'm talking about the passage, not the airplane. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God. What can that possibly mean? I know what it means. It means that if you love God, only good things are going to happen to you. Oh man, I thought sure that's what it would mean. All things work for good. if you love God. Wow. Yeah. It doesn't mean only truly wonderful things will happen to you if you just love Jesus, does it? I don't think so. Remember that saying, that perfect, my most perfect saying of what we are to be about? Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Needlepoint that. Well, but what does it mean? What does everything works for good? Some of you have heard this story, and I won't go deeply into it, but it's so important to what I'm saying. My firstborn was a little girl named Margaret, and she lived to be a month old. She died of what would have been sudden infant death syndrome, except we got her before she was dead and got her to the hospital. But she didn't make it. I was in seminary. She lived for a day or two, and every professor, every pastor was deep in prayer for little Margaret. And she didn't make it. Boy, that is not good. Not good at all. When it says everything works for good, I dare you to explain to me how that could possibly be true. Well, about 2 years later, I found myself as the first associate at Cypress Creek Christian Church. Right up there in spring, one of our new members, Glenn Wilkerson, was my senior pastor. He and Karen had a baby boy. And that baby boy was 6 months old. And that baby boy died of sudden infant death syndrome. I was uniquely prepared to deal with the family because the pastor's family was grieving. I was uniquely prepared to deal with the congregation in mourning over the loss of a baby. And I did. My other favorite saying is, in love's service, only the wounded soldier can serve. And that's true. All of those awful things that happen to us. And if nothing awful has ever happened to you, wait. It will. But it can prepare you in a way that nothing else can. It doesn't take away the heartache. It doesn't take away the negative impact on your life. But it brings meaning to an otherwise meaningless tragedy. Living through our own tough battles can give us the strength and the compassion to help others do the same. So, inspiration, 8:28. I think so. Intentionally set aside that time and space for your own spiritual life. Don't make it accidental. Make it intentional. Give yourself a holy space in which to just breathe and wait for God. Be open to the inspiration that is all around you. We find it every day when we are here. We find it in Isaac, whose eyes get big and he blurts out Jesus no matter what the question is. We find it in two friends that meet after a while and one says, "How you doing?" "Oh, I hadn't been doing too well." And you see some healing that goes on right then. Be open to that. There is a river of grace that flows through the universe. Drink your fill. Use your God-given mind to interpret the inspiration that comes your way. and your God-given energy to bring power and purpose to your daily walk. Tune in next Monday evening to find out what happened to Flight 828. Amen.